a powerful God. Can he overcome evil?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the free booklet, Why Is There Death and Suffering? Well, Ken, if God is all-powerful and all-loving, why does he continue to tolerate all the evil things we see around the world today? We see so many people, good and evil people, suffering so terribly.
Well, you know, that's a good question, but there is a logical answer. First of all, we know that all the suffering we see in the world is not God's fault. It's actually our fault, because we sinned in Adam. We actually live in a fallen world where God has allowed us to have a taste of what we really wanted, life without God. And we see terrible things happening. Until the restoration of all things, we live in this fallen world that shows the terrible effects of sin. Now, God is powerful enough to overcome all the evil and suffering in the world. But you know, as an infinite God, he must have morally good reasons that we as finite beings can't always figure out for allowing things to be as they are. Think about Job. He didn't know what was going on behind the scenes, but God had morally good reasons for allowing what happened to Job. Finite humans shouldn't question the actions of the infinite Creator.
Ken Ham tackles this question of death and suffering in a free booklet. In fact, in a few minutes, we'll be leaving for a memorial service of a dear friend of ours who died of cancer. But even on her deathbed, she had confidence in knowing why God was allowing this. So to answer the question, why does a loving God allow death and suffering, read Ken's free booklet on AnswersRadio.com.